You're listening to the Electronic Media Collective Podcast Network. Yeah, it's a mouthful. For more great shows, like the one you're about to enjoy, visit electronicmediacollective.com. And now, our feature presentation.
On this week's episode, we talk about
Child Slam,
Zoo Brew,
Ice Bridge Theft,
Glastonbury Glitter.
Ooh, should I glitter my Glastonberries?
Oh, hell no!
Yeah! Oh!
Welcome to the Rome Podcast. I'm your host, Roman LeBeau.
And I'm Rob Guest.
Mr. Rob Guest.
That's me.
What's going on, buddy?
Oh, huge busy weekend. Yeah, high school reunion. But before I get to that, because that might carry on a little bit, we got a little care package in the mail.
Oh, nice.
Yes.
Do they vibrate when you add batteries? That's what's important.
No, it doesn't.
Oh, okay. Well,
it has a pull cord. No, it's kind of like a fidget spinner, but oh boy, it's not doesn't feel like one. We got a comic in the mail from our friends from the Gift of Assholes podcast.
Oh, great!
Now we've been, of course, you know them, and we've been following each other back and forth, and that's the one. Remember when I tried to send him a season greetings card, and the postman kept sending it back because I addressed it upon the address. I put GIF of Assholes, and he just was not having it. So yeah. I had to actually put their real names on. Anyway, this is incredible. They made a comic or a graphic novel out of – they were talking on their episode 4 of their podcast. They're on episode 16 now. So last year they had episode 4, and then they were talking about, you know, like Sharknado and all those kind of things.
Yeah.
Well, they were like, well, can you imagine it went – you'll have to check it out. Just check it out. Take my word for it. They came up with Bearcano, and basically it's a bear melted with a volcano, right? Now, I'm not going to spoil anything about the comic. I'll make sure you get it because it's
– I'll spoil it. I haven't read it yet, but I'm guessing liquid ass.
No.
No,
it's not our show. It's their podcast, not ours.
Oh, okay. I thought it was a bear with hemorrhoids or something.
No, it's actually a volcano bear. Like it's
nice.
Or a bear volcano. Anyway, pick it up for sure. It's Bearcano, and you can get that on Comixology. Now, anybody that reads comics knows exactly what I'm talking about, but they're kind of Amazon is their parent company. So if you go to Comixology.com and you search Bearcano, Bearcano, it's 99 cents. Grab it.
Well, so it's an actual product. It's actually
it's an
out
actual
there.
Thing. Well, can you imagine?
Oh, nice, nice.
Can you imagine if we took that, one of our podcasts and made a comic out of it or a graphic novel? Now, I don't know how you'd have didgeridoos and gay porno being insensitive, or you mean grandma's rocking to rat, or whatever we talk about, or
the shared urinal,
the shared urinals. Yeah, like I don't know, like this comic is for it's a mature comic. It's labeled mature. You can't, children should not read it, but they did an awesome job, and I just want to say thank you very much. We got that in the mail, and I got stickers and a button for it, and so yeah, Comixology, check them out. It's Bearcano.
Well, great work, guys. That's stuff like Tusk.
Yeah,
right.
Exactly.
When Kevin Smith and Brian Mosher just started going off.
Scott Mosher.
Brian, yeah, I know. Sorry.
I know who you're thinking. Brian O'Halloran there, the other guy. Yeah,
yeah. Exactly. So I was just, they had that. They came up with a story that they said, man, I'd love to see that story. And to them, it was just like so funny, and they're having so much fun. And then he realized, hey, you know what? Nobody is going to make this.
Yeah.
I better make it if I want to see it, and that's why he made Tusk.
Yep.
Now, it's a very odd film. I haven't got to see it. I saw the trailers for it, but I know it's a very odd film.
It's made. And much like this graphic novel, Tusk is great because if you listen to Kevin Smith's podcast, there's lots of there's lots of touchstones to it. There's lots of tie-ins to all his different podcasts on this Modco network, right? And right. The same thing with Barracano. When you're reading it, like, you can almost, like, you can hear their podcast by looking and reading. It's very strange. Anyway, GIF of Assholes, thank you very much. We appreciate it. And we'll have to get a one or more of them on when you read your story times, when your headlines.
Yeah.
We'll have to get them to sit in. So,
but nice, anyway, absolutely.
So check that out, comixology.com. So, all right. Something else. What else happened this week? Oh, yes, my high school reunion. God, you want to feel old? Go back to your high school 26 years later after you graduate. No, all kidding aside, it was very surreal, but a good time. And there was a lot of people there, but it's hard to find people exactly from your graduating class. Like, I should explain, our high school did just turn 50 years old. So it was a 50th anniversary. So it was basically every graduating class was invited. So there's people, and you had name tags, and it said, mine said Robert Cass, class of, and I filled out 91. And there was other people with similar tags. And then if you were a staff member, it said staff, and you put the years you were teaching there. And also the, my wife, they have other tags that says, she put, you know, Nicole Cass, and it says, I am with, just in case you married somebody that went to that school.
Oh, I see.
Of course, she didn't put Rob Cass, she put I'm with stupid. But, you know, that's my wife, and we're in love and whatnot, so.
It's just, you know, I'm glad she's grounded in her expectations of you. That's all, yes. You know, like.
Well, that's, I'm sure most people listen to this podcast, but like, he's married? Like, how, who would, oh, okay, good. She has a sense of humor. She must. Yeah. So, other than that, it was a great weekend. It was saw a lot of people. If I can, I'm just gonna really, really quickly shout out Andrew, Greg, Dennis, JP. I saw friends of ours are in a band that played one of the Saturday night at the reunion, and Steph, Fab, Don, and Mark from Stillwell. Oh, yeah.
The boys are there.
Yeah, the boys were there. So I saw all the boys, other friends from high school, Christian, Darren, Jason. Thank you all for making this weekend really awesome. And it was super great to catch up with everybody. And if they're listening to this, awesome.
anybody try to sell you any insurance?
No. No insurance. But I wasn't shilling out the cards. You mean, like, people, and it was weird because there were some people that, like, oh, hey, Robba, man, hi, I love your show. I listen to it. I'm like, what? What? Really? Thank you. But, you know, that's, you know, the power of social media, I suppose.
Yeah, I mean, we do have a lot of listeners from our home province. Like,
of course,
when when we get the numbers in, we're like, there really that many?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it was really cool. It was, of course, it got out of hand. We were having that soiree. Well, Wine and Cheese was Friday night where you met up with the teachers, and that was kind of cool because they're all, you're looking at them from a completely different lens when you're not 16 and you're a 43-year-old and you're talking to them as like another adult, which is strange.
And they're in their 70s. And
Oh, yeah. Some are, they're pretty old. and then Saturday night was like when the band was playing and there, everybody was, and then the drinks were out for the Wine and Cheese, but then there was a lot more people in our wheelhouse at the Saturday night event. And of course, everybody's got a day job. So we're standing in a crowd. I put a picture on Facebook of a whole bunch of us. There's like 10 of us. And somebody'd walk up and just drop literally a box of beer, and it was beer cans. You know what I mean? So, and like, oh, here you go, boys. And then 3 minutes later, somebody else would, hey guys, I got the next one. And they just buy round, but it's literally because there's so many of it, they're just buying cases. They're like grabbing like an arm length of tickets and buying a case of beer. And okay, here we go. And just, oh wow, I'm gonna need a few days to detox, because even today I didn't have a drop yesterday all day Sunday, but now it's Monday. I was like, oh my god, I still look like shit.
Since you're not 20 anymore, man.
Exactly. Yeah. So
you get drunk, and then the next morning you'd wake up, you're like, nobody touched me, but by 1 o'clock you're like, yeah, I'm fine.
Yeah, I'm good. Yeah.
You know, and now it takes 4 days and IV bag treatment.
Yeah, and I didn't even get completely, like, it's not like we got all stupid and messy and shit faced. It was just just when you don't drink that often. And anyway, that was that, and it was a good time. It was a good time. So,
that's awesome. That's awesome. It's cool to hear the boys were playing on Saturday.
Yeah.
So they were only playing a couple songs, and then
no, they played. They had a couple bands, but they played I don't know, probably at least an hour.
That's cool. And then they got to drink with you.
Yeah, I got to see him after. Yeah.
Nice.
Pretty cool. Yeah, I hopped up. I joined them for a tune, which was fun. So thanks for that, guys. It was a good time. It was weird because I don't play anymore in the professional sense. So
yeah. So you could jump up on stage and basically like, take this, high school. But you're in band anyways. You were used to that stuff.
I was in band. Yeah. Yeah, no, it was good. It was kind of cool. So it was a decent night and fun had by all. And again, anybody listening to this that was there, thank you so much. And yeah, this is the show.
Nice.
Excellent. So you, what's going on this week?
I got booked to do a movie role.
Oh.
And they needed, I think it was one of the hospitals in town. I'm not going to name it.
Right.
Just in case, because we still got to go back. And they needed a specific room. I'm playing a lab tech or something, and they needed the room to do the scene, and it was not available. So they got postponed.
Oh, crap.
So I had booked the Saturday, Sunday off work, so I was like, hey, I have Saturday and Sunday off for the first time in forever.
Nice.
I'm going to go visit downtown. I went downtown, hung out, had lunch. Technically, it was brunch.
Brunchish?
But it was actually just, it was one dish. It was lunch.
Yeah.
And with a friend of mine and my friend Courtney, we had a great time. And now I'm pretty sure I've convinced her to come on the show.
Oh, well, there we go. We look forward to that.
So let's see if we get the logistics worked out of that. She's a busy working actress.
Yeah.
Model, dancer. So it's she's got a busy schedule. So also a producer, writer.
Oh, wow.
You know, yeah, like she's a busy lady.
Well,
so,
that's just it. And again, like, you know, we get that all the time is when people are like, oh, why don't you interview me on your podcast? And like, you haven't fucking heard my show, have you?
Yeah, you haven't heard it. Like, I got that a few times.
Yeah. Like, that's why we say we like what we got going here, and we appreciate all the listeners we have. So anybody that comes on, we'll like we did with Rob Wade a month ago. We got him to come on, and just as you read the headlines, we got a third mic reacting to all the goodness.
Yeah, exactly. And that's you were throwing you in the fray is what's happening.
Yeah, exactly. And at the same time, you obviously promoting whatever you're doing or letting the people know what you got going on. And the same time with us, we're hoping that, yeah, maybe you'll tell people that you're on the show and maybe
That's the price of admission, man.
That's right. Yeah, exactly.
You want to come on and hawk your wares? Well, you gotta listen to the news and participate.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. So awesome. Yeah. Well, Dixie, so there I am talking about high school reunion and all that silliness. And you just got this big, thick dick of a movie role going, oh, yeah, by the way, here's this news.
Oh, well, wow. Yeah, it's
good news.
The business I'm in, dude. That's what I do.
It's what you do. Anything else this week?
No, that's basically it. Things are going fairly well. The jungle that was my backyard has now been tackled.
Nice.
Yeah, I have some pretty good tenants who helped me out. We decided to basically make it livable, and it looks pretty good now.
Good.
So, awesome. Yeah, things are getting better, man.
Awesome. Yeah, well, summer is here, and again, scheduling is obviously tough, but we like to keep it pretty strict on the schedule.
And if you're wondering, Rob and I do have matching thongs.
Yes.
Well, his is a thong, mine's a bathing suit, but it eventually looks like a thong.
It looks like a thong, yeah.
It's very European. I think that's why Europe's breaking up.
Yeah, exactly.
In fact, I think I could see your Brexit.
Oh, how long have you been holding on to that one?
I just came up with that one, man. Joke like that, I wouldn't hang on to it.
Yeah. Ooh, I can write this down. This is gold. Yeah. All right. Well, on that note, should we hop into some headlines then?
Sure.
All right.
Yeah, so we know that Father's Day rolled around there just a week or two ago.
Yeah, as a father, I celebrated. Well, I was celebrated. How do you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Well, this might be you in a couple of years. I'm not sure. Man arrested for screaming at child who played keep away with his Father's Day card.
Well, okay, I realize I have a newborn. Well, she's going to be 6 months in about a week. And I am 43, so senility is not out of the realm of possibility for me.
This is not senility. There's another clinical term for what this guy is. An asshole.
Oh.
Yeah, that's what it is, yeah. Basically, he showed up at his kid's daycare center where everybody was making cards for their dads for Father's Day.
Yeah.
And this one kid came up and apparently not aggressively, but did take the Father's Day card out of his kid's hand. So it was going to be his card, and decided to run away and play keep away with the 6'4", 270-pound man.
Okay, whoa. Okay, wait a second. So the dad comes into the daycare,
right?
Sees his kid making this card, and yep. The dad grabs the card and plays
keep away? No, there's another kid. There's a second kid
who
sees the first kid playing, writing and basically making the card and about to present it to his dad. Second kid grabs it from the first kid.
Just a little dick.
Right. Yeah, and then he went, and ran off with the card. And then so this 6'4", 270-pound man was like, you little fucking prick.
Oh, no.
And then he ran around the daycare center like a complete jackass.
Right.
Chasing this kid going, we're going to get the fucking card. I'm going to fucking kill you, kid. And what? So then he managed to listen to this. He managed to get a hold of their kid, it says that he finally got up to the kid, picked up the child, and lifted him over his head. Oh. Then he pinned the kid to the ground and screamed at him in front of the other children, according to the cops.
Wow.
Kid was 5 years old.
What did he do? Give him like a rock bottom? Like Dwayne Johnson?
Just
rock bottom. Oh, my God.
I could fucking take you, you know. I could put you out, you know.
Well, yeah, he's 6. What the fuck?
Fucking 5-year-old kid.
Oh, 5. Yeah, that's bad.
Yeah. And then the cop showed up, and he said he wanted the kid arrested for stealing his card.
Okay, so this is, okay, clearly this guy's an asshole. Like, just, fuck.
Sure, when the police arrived, he asked them to arrest the 5-year-old boy. Well, it's probably not a spoiler to know that instead they arrested him on charges of risk of injury to a minor and disorderly conduct. He was later released on a $1,500 bond, and he has a court date for later this month.
Oh, for Christ. Well, it's just, okay, A, the kid's being a little dick. You know what I mean? That's one thing, right off the hop.
Yeah.
Yes, we realize that. But kids, you know what? 5-year-old kids, they can be dicks. Like, they don't have that moral, you know what I mean, curtain in their head going, yeah, no, we're good.
No, and when I walk around at Costco, believe me, they find me.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're not afraid to go, wow, why do you look like that?
They really say what's on their mind. They don't have a filter.
Yeah, they just the shit that comes out of their mouths when I'm at Costco, and I look at the parents. Sometimes the parents are like, they ignore it, and I go, you must be very proud. You know,
well,
or
that's
the kids,
really
or
weird,
the parents will see them.
Because usually, you know, usually it's the moms with me. Wow. I don't like it. I guess I know what you're talking about, but I No, yeah, I'm joking.
Or the parents do see them and freak out on the kid. They're like, yeah. That's very rude. Don't be like, I'm so sorry. I've actually had a mother bring her two kids, made the force and said, you don't know, but my son or her son, the one son, said that he was making fun of you. And he, you know, and you have something to say, oh, I'm sorry. I think it was in a Walmart. Uh-huh. The lady brought the kid to me and forced him to apologize to me, even though I had no idea what was going on.
Oh. Well,
she's
hey,
like, I don't raise my child like that. I said, well, thank
that's
you very
good.
Much.
No, that's, you know, good. That's good. I parenting. Know it's awkward, but it's still, yeah, it's a point was made and good for her. You know.
Yeah, back in the day, you used to be able to call the cops and the cops would come over and have a talk.
Yep.
You know, or, you know,
cops
now.
Cops don't got time for that shit. Like, Jesus.
No, God. now they just arrest you. Well, if you do anything that you're not supposed to, like if you like a kid steals something, you would go back to Walmart and go, you know, like, oh, here, my kid stole this, and I want him to learn a lesson.
Oh,
and
I've never laid a hand on either of my kids, and I never would. But I look at it like I'm like the dad. It's almost like the nuclear deterrent. It's like, wow, dad's never touched us, but holy fuck, if he ever did. How about that? You know what I mean? It's like, yeah, there's never been a World War III, but oh shit, if there was, we better, you know what I mean? Like,
and that's what I'm saying. The when that stuff happens, if you're in a, basically not necessarily singling out one particular place, but one of them is worse than the rest.
Right.
But yeah, if your kid gets caught and you catch your kid stealing something and they've already left the store, don't go back in the store and tell the store and say, you know, like, oh, I'm sorry, my child stole this. Oh, you know, like we should get the cops to scare. No. They will call the cops on their own and have him arrested and try to have you charged.
Yeah.
So bring your kid home and teach them a lesson. Don't go back to the stores.
Yeah, exactly.
They're all litigious. It's all about money for them. So.
So circling back, this guy's an asshole. The kid's a little dick. But the kid did not deserve. Obviously, you don't put your hands on another kid. You shouldn't be physically threatening your own kids, let alone somebody else's. So that guy's an asshole.
How did this dummy reproduce?
Well, apparently he's very alpha male. Well,
yeah, his wife's what's stupid too.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, so screw that guy.
Screw that guy.
Fucking stupid. I mean, anyways.
Yes.
Yeah. So let's move on to something more entertaining.
Yes.
Boobs.
Yeah, they're fun.
All right, ready for this?
I am ready for boobs.
There's a new thing taking flight here. It's a new trend, and I think I'm all for this.
Okay.
Ready?
Yeah.
Glitter boobs.
Glitter boobs.
Are now the hot new beauty trend taking over Glastonbury.
Glastonbury.
So, you know Glastonbury, you know, the festival?
Yes,
you know,
yes.
With the big beer pipeline?
Yes.
Okay, well, this is what happens when you do this.
Okay, so Glastonbury, this is the German music festival that has actual, instead of trucks.
Glastonbury is in Scotland.
Oh, sorry. No, that's the pee pipeline then. That's the pee, that's the LCD, yes.
Yes, the German had the
beer pipeline. Yeah, so this is the same music festival from last episode where they would have a urinal trough and the pee would actually, the energy from the chemical energy in the pee, they use and conduct it to use in their LCD screens.
Yeah, pee power.
P-Power, yes.
Well, at that same forward-thinking
festival, yes.
What they decided to do was the new trend that started a little bit last year, but this year's really caught on, is glitter boobs. It started in California, I think, and basically you know how you can do body painting on a woman and it looks like she's wearing clothes when really she's actually naked?
Yes.
Okay, well, that's essentially the same thing. They're going topless, spray painting their chest silver and then bedazzling their chest with like all kinds of jewels and stuff, and it looks like a disco ball, or a couple disco balls.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, they realize that you don't have to do anything and everybody's pretty much going to be bedazzled.
Yes, but this way they're still covered.
Oh, right? Yeah.
But they get they get all the attention, but without, because if they were just topless, I'm assuming that they would think that, you know, bad things could happen.
Yeah, they're naked.
But if they're wearing that, then it's an outfit and it's, you know, and it's, I got to tell you, and just so everybody knows, it's not just the women. The guys are doing it too.
Glitter moobs?
Glittering their nipples.
They're man boobs and glitter moobs.
Glitter moobs. Maybe. It's possible.
Gee, your budding man boobs look so tantalizing with all that glitter. I can't see anything bad happening here unless it's, my kids don't find out about it. I'm good with it.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. And you know what? You know, it's not just called glitter boobs. They also refer to them as disco tits.
Disco tits. Well, there you go. Scotland proving once again, you are awesome.
Yeah, I'm telling you, man. And there's a lot of there's been articles put out there saying that Scotland should leave Europe, the UK.
UK,
and come join us.
To be in our dominion, the dominion of Canada,
Well, we're no longer dominion, but to be with our country, because there are a lot of similarities besides education, which there were Scottish headmasters that basically came in and straightened out the country, because our accent that we have now is derived from many sources, but a lot of it is derived from Scottish.
Yes.
And we were sounding a lot more like Americans because there were like 80% Americans here at one time when the country was being formed because they were giving away land.
Yep.
They brought in the Scottish schoolmasters to make them stop saying like, hey, why don't we go down there and do this and that? And we went, that's not how we speak here.
Yeah.
That's a boat.
It's a boot.
It's a boat. Not a boat.
It's a boat.
Right. So that's and we've got other things, trade and a whole bunch of stuff that makes us very compatible. And they're saying that Scotland would be very welcome as part of Canada.
Oh,
well, I think this would be their contribution.
Yeah, glitter boobs and pee power.
Like, we got free healthcare. We got poutine, double it from Tim Hortons.
Great beer.
Great beer. We got all kinds of stuff that you're used to because a lot of it came here.
Yeah.
And just bring the glitter boobs, and
your pee power technology, and we're good.
Yeah, I think we could power the world. You power the world, the big screens with the pee power.
Yeah.
And then you shine that light onto the glitter.
Well, just think about it. Just even put your pee power in our hockey stadiums to run the scoreboard and the I mean, like, and the Jumbotron. Like, shit. Like.
Excuse me, everybody. I got to go power a couple periods.
Yeah, exactly. Hello, boo. Oh, hey, someone scored. Hang on. Hang on.
A little bit late. Jean-Francois, you want to go? You need to go. Go. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, hang on. I got power the light. Huh? It's literally somebody has to run up and pee behind the light.
Yes. I'm having a hard time peeing in the urinal. There, I saw the glitter boob. And now I can't pee down so much.
All these hockey players are on the ice waiting for the red light to go on so they can keep going on.
Yeah, like, exactly.
I can't be with everybody looking. Just turn around. There's too much pressure.
Yes, and for clarification to our American or international listeners, period, when a goal is scored, the red light goes on behind the goalie. It's like
behind the glass, there's a red light. It's kind of like a fireman's light.
Yeah.
A red light that spins around.
It's spinning, yeah.
It's a thing. Yeah, so there's also a fireman alarm where you're like, woo!
Yeah, exactly. Well, but the red, when they say they're lighting the lamp, that means they're scoring lots and they're putting the red light on. That's why the joke when this team scored on this goalie so much, he got sunburn on the back of his neck from that light. Anyway,
this is a great thing, except now when they say when men were doing it, I'm like, I saw pictures, they had it around their nipples. That's fine. As long as you know, we're okay with disco tits as long as it doesn't become disco balling.
Disco balls, yes. Literal disco junk.
Everybody walking around with their balls hanging out of their pants but all glittered up. Nobody wants to see that.
Nobody needs to see that. Pick
glitter out of your balls for the next 20 years.
And your taint.
And you're fucking just stretch that sack out to clean that thing out.
Oh, gross. All right. So disco tits, we're pro disco tits. Anti-child abuse. Well, here we go. I don't think we're going to get any arguments from anybody.
Both
sides of the aisle there. All right. Really quickly, quick housekeeping. Can you tell people where they can find us on Twitter?
They can find us at RomanPodcast.
And our website?
RomanPodcast.com or .ca.
Yes. And remember on that website, we got the Amazon widget. You're shopping on Amazon. Click there. Go on our website. Click on the banner. Takes you right there. It's an extra click for you, but Amazon gives us a little kiss saying, hey, thanks for sending your listeners to us. And we say, you are very welcome, Mr. Amazon or Mrs. Amazon or general neutral Amazon.
Or transitioning Amazon. We don't know. Whatever.
We don't care. We're open here. We're Canadian. Yeah. we tell you. We say that every week. And really. Oh yes, our Tasty Nude campaign. What's our Gmail account for that?
RomanPodcast@gmail.com.
That's right. Any tasty nudes you want to send our way, well, yeah, send it there. So there we go. So you got a third story for us? We can.
Yeah. I've got a couple more stories. I've got a quick one and a little longer one. So how about this? We know that we're a fan of booze.
Yeah.
And nothing goes wrong when you get drunk, right?
No.
Well, no. So how about this concept of an idea? This is, sorry, not a concept. It's actually for real.
Right.
Pub is the first in UK to become a zoo and boasts monkeys and birds of prey. Because nothing bad ever happened when a drunken Englishman stares at something in a cage and goes, I could do that. That's still the Scottish guy, but
yeah,
you know what
yeah,
I mean.
Oh, yeah, he went south for a couple beers. I get it.
You're staring at me, are you? Well, I'm going to have a conversation with you.
Okay, so it's a zoo, but basically they serve alcohol. They're licensed.
Yeah, it's actually a pub that they turned into a zoo.
And oh, I've seen that on the we've talked about the local Yeti up in Chelmsford or Sudbury. We've seen some zoo-like people.
Yeah, those pubs. Were unleashed. This is an actual penned up.
Yes.
Except for those places where like you have to play, the band is played behind a chicken cage.
Yeah.
That's a little different.
Yeah.
But this is, so they were granted a license to have exotic animals,
right.
And they opened the pub and the zoo, and they said, we're going to start adding animals, and they said, you know, different breeds of monkeys. And so they have genets, which are like an African wildcat, meerkats, lemurs, right. birds of prey, raccoons, South American coatis. But they said that if anybody ever dropped off like a tiger and said, we don't want it anymore, they would take it.
Okay, so
they said that they need a little more room, but they would make it happen.
Well, there's nothing good that's going to happen from that. Like, someone's going to just end up fucking a monkey. Like, they're two separate things. There's not like you need, like,
even this, like, fucking monkey's fucking making fun of me, man.
I could see, you mean maybe some vaping place where they're, or some hashish bar in Amsterdam where you're smoking hash and going to like an aquarium. That'd be fucking pretty sweet. Like, you know, ain't like it enhances the experience, but staring at a monkey or lemur while you're having a beer isn't something that.
And it's worse is these are monkeys. They're assholes, right? So they're going to be mooning you. Yeah. They're going to be throwing their shit at you.
Yeah.
You know, you better hope there's a glass wall there.
Yeah, well, yeah. You know, a monkey flinging shit at you when you're having your beer? Like, fuck. Okay, so zoo bar or bar zoo, I would say no for me. I wouldn't be a fan of it. I don't need my
it's called the pub zoo.
Yeah.
And it's in St. Mary in Kent. St. Mary okay. Who in Kent.
Okay.
And they also said that they're hoping to get more lemurs, otters, some wolves, and big cats.
Right. I don't need to mix the two. They're two things that don't. They're not like chocolate and peanut butter, or maybe they are. And I'm gonna be like, this is fucking amazing.
I think they should mix these things up properly. I mean, you should combine drinking.
Yes.
With track running, with, you know, field and track and field running.
Yeah.
Right? And a zoo. Basically, just have a tiger chase you.
While you're hammered. No.
While you're hammered.
Yeah. See, legally, you're going to get in a lot of trouble there. So, but what I can see is let the monkeys drink. That'd be right. Fine.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that's where... we should go that way then.
Yeah, okay.
Because I'd go watch a drunk monkey any day.
I would go gladly drink with a monkey. That'd be fucking awesome. Hey, man, I just fucking had a beer with a monkey.
I would have drank with an orangutan. Those guys are awesome.
Ah, exactly. That's it. There we go. We fixed it. Then we made it better.
I'm going to call you Clyde. Not in the movie once.
Yeah, just, you know, make sure it stays on the strictly platonic basis. It doesn't go any further.
Yeah, it's just don't fuck the monkeys, people.
Don't fuck the monkey. Don't get hammered and fuck the monkey. Yeah, so drinking with a monkey, yes. Drinking while watching a monkey, yeah, I can do without.
Yeah, of course, you know.
Okay.
So give me something more interesting. Something that kills something else.
That's right. Okay, all we right. Got time for one more.
All right. Snowmobile fleeing fugitive jailed on bankruptcy fraud.
Okay, so this is from what I'm getting at. There's a somebody who claimed bankruptcy and wasn't completely honest in his in giving up the figures, I guess, when he was being audited for the bankruptcy, and ran away on a snowmobile. Well, drove away on a snowmobile.
See you, suckers. Boston. A Nova Scotia man who made it rich in Massachusetts real estate then fled across the border back to Canada on a rented snowmobile to avoid criminal prosecution has been jailed for 18 months. He was sentenced in federal court in Boston on charges that he hid up to $4 million in cash after declaring bankruptcy. The 69-year-old owned a construction and development business in Massachusetts. He declared bankruptcy in 2001 but failed to disclose that he had stashed money in Canadian banks. Of course he did. He rented a snowmobile in Presqu'île, Maine, and took a remote trail into New Brunswick. He remained a fugitive until last year. That's 15 years, dude.
Yeah.
Sorry, 16 years. A 2006 Nova Scotia appellate court ruled on his extradition, said he had left school at 15 to seek riches in Boston. And then he ran his own construction company starting in 1985. And then he said the guy's being he was, despite being almost illiterate, yeah, managed to con all these people out of their money.
Okay. Well, this is another dick. It just makes it funny because he fucking crossed the border on a snow machine, which is a rented snow machine. You and I know better than ever fucking.
Who is this guy, like James Bond? It's like, how long was this trail from Maine to Nova Scotia? Like literally 5 feet.
Well, yeah, because that's just it. When you cross the, we have the longest unprotected border, like between us and the U.S.
Undefended.
Yeah. Like obviously, when we drive, like we said this a lot. Like Buffalo is an hour from my house. Like if I run down to the States, I have to have a passport. But there's like 3 ways in at Buffalo. There's a few more in down, but you know, we go down Detroit, Sarnia way, and of course around Sault Ste. Marie, all over. But then you got like long stretches of border where there's, you just cross anywhere pretty much. Like,
well, yeah, it's actually like most of it's water, so it would take Jesus to cross it.
Well, yeah. But yeah, so hey man, as far as defrauding people, I'm not, obviously not for, but making your getaway on a snowmobile is pretty cool. Like it would never cross my mind to flee the U.S. on a snow machine.
Well, think about it, like people are chasing you, right? The cops are showing up and you're like, oh, I gotta flee. Well, you get on, it's like getting on a motorbike, you can go anywhere.
Well, yeah, that's just it. Obviously they, if he was under arrest and he was actually fleeing, like if he just didn't want to go through any obviously border, like I said, if I go to Buffalo, New York, I gotta drive and I gotta show my passport and I gotta, I mean, answer a few questions and it's like customs and I drive on through. Obviously you wanted to avoid that, so how do you get to Canada and obviously in the wintertime without and avoid customs? Well, snowmobile is your answer.
Ice bridge.
Yes,
so you gotta take the ice bridge.
Yes. Or yes, snowmobile. Awesome. Well, hey man, don't defraud people, and especially falsely claim bankruptcy and hide millions, obviously, but
or do and get caught and give us great stories.
Yeah, whatever. Yeah, if you, but we'd appreciate if you just let us know so Roman wouldn't have to look them up. Like, you're gonna do something stupid, just let us know. Like, if you have any, actually, you can tweet at us at the Roman Podcast. If you have any breaking news that you're witnessing, take some eyewitness video and we'll happily mention it on our show.
Now, for some of you, I know we always ask for tasty nudes and tasteful nudes.
Yeah.
Now, I want you to know that glitter tits falls under tasteful nudes.
Yes. Yeah, I could look at that. That's not,
it's right? Because that's going from dressed to almost naked,
but
so that's not even—it's not even tasteful nudes. It's just tasteful pictures. You know what?
I'm not going to run it past my wife, but I'm pretty sure I can. Yeah, we'll say that's covered.
We got confidence on that. Yeah. So feel free. Don't tweet them because obviously, unless you want people to see them.
Yeah, or you can direct message the tasty nudes at our Twitter if you like. That works too.
You can do that, or you can send them to romanpodcast@gmail.com. Send us your glitter tits.
Yes.
No glitter balls.
No, we again, and maybe,
and no, not fucking that we're discriminating.
No glitter moobs. Not right? That we're discriminating. We just have lots of tasty and pasty and not even. I don't want to say tasteful dudes, but yeah, there's lots of dudes. But yeah, so we're good. We got that quota. Like, I mean, if we were putting up a calendar, there'd be a lot of dudes, and yeah.
So remember. No fucking disco sticks, all right?
Yeah, disco sticks. Yeah. Not that there's anything wrong with that. Hey, we just had Pride was in Toronto this weekend. It was an awesome, huge event.
Yeah, I've had friends that went.
I had
the weekend off. You think I would have stopped? I haven't been to a Pride parade in years, but I had other things to take care of.
Yeah, no, but that's just it. Like, again, that's what a fantastic event they had, and tons of support, and it was really awesome. So good to see.
Yeah.
Way to go, Toronto. All right, so on that note, where can the good people find you personally on the Twitters? If they wanted to send you some nudes of any tasty or tasteful variety and they didn't want me to see them.
Well, they would have to, they can reach me on the Twitter.
Yes.
At Roman Citizens. Right. I'll add you and you can just join my Twitter and you can DM me. And then there's also, actually you can unless I add you, but... You know, send me a message.
Yeah.
Tweet me a message. We'll make it happen.
Yeah, exactly.
Also, Roman Citizens on the Instagrams.
Yes.
Pretty much any social media. That's pretty much what I go by.
Yes. And you realize now you're just going to get trolled and you're just going to get a big bag of dicks in your inbox, right? You know that? And we look forward to that because I look forward to laughing at said that. You can find myself at Robert MM Cast on Twitter, and remember to check out all the good stuff I do at talkstarwars.co.uk. I do two monthly podcasts there, TSW Roundtable and TSW Comics, and I do all sorts of comic reviews and everything else. Also on Instagram, cast1973, that's my Instagram account. You can check me out there. And, of course, don't forget to visit my good buddy Chris at the Retro Rocket. He's my comic book guy here in Cambridge. That's where I get all my comic book pulls, and I'll be sure to be telling him about Bear Kano.
So. Yeah. Awesome. Also, if you guys want to, like, we, our show is growing by leaps and bounds all over the world. We're getting, I mean, we had listeners in Fiji last week. Like,
yeah, it's crazy. It's pretty, yeah, it's weird. Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, tell a friend about the podcast. And, if you're not sure how to promote it, just go to our Facebook page, Roman Podcast.
Yep.
We've got our clamor clips up. And what you do is you copy the clamor clip, hit play. It'll play the first one.
Yeah.
And then it'll loop and play every other additional one.
Basically, yeah. We release the show at 3 p.m. Eastern on Wednesdays. But then on Saturday, I take a quick 20-second clip of something from that show and then put it up on a Saturday. So it's basically a quick, oh, hey, remember this is out this week. So and once you let they've been piling up. And
yeah, there's a lot.
And I listen to them.
And they're pretty funny.
And also, too, I do censor bleep just because I know if we put them on our Facebook page, they go out to everybody. If you download the show, you know it's explicit because it tells you, hey, are you sure? You mean in iTunes has that little red E there going, be careful. But anything
these
else.
These fucking guys are swearing.
Tabanak, yes, they swear SD. So, anyway, again, thanks for all the support, and best thing you do for us is tell a friend about the show, or even tell a friend about podcasting and get them hooked into this awesome world. So, until next week, I am Robert Cast.
And I'm your host, Roman LeBeau.
And we'll see you next time. Later.
This is Randy. And
this is Jesse.
And we are two-thirds of the Grolix Podcast. Hey, Roman Podcast listeners, did you know Robert was actually on our show once? Yeah, he's a nerd.
He buys comics every Wednesday.
He sends us pictures of these comics. What kind of deal is this? They get tasteful nudes and tasty nudes. We get comic book pictures. We get new Comic Wednesdays pictures. I don't know which one of us is getting the better deal.
It's true.
By the way, we talk about comics, and if you go to GrolixPodcast.com, you'll hear us do that. GrolixPodcast.com. It's GrolixPodcast.com.
Hi, this is Mark. Congratulations, you have found this amazingly awesome show. Chances are you're listening to it right now on whether it's iTunes or Stitcher Radio or some other mobile app that allows you to stream this amazingly awesome show to your ear holes. And I can't stress how awesomely amazing this show really is. But did you know that you can also catch the latest episode of this show on the Tangibound Network? That's right. Go check out tangiboundnetwork.com. You can look them up, and you can listen to it right there. It's even mobile-friendly. What more could you ask for? Which means you can pull it up on your iPhone or your Android, even your Windows phone. Yeah, who has one of those? But still, point remains, you can do it. You can do it. Check it out, tangiboundnetwork.com. Listen to this show, the latest episode, every time.